Awesome. Love it. Hi. So I'm Valerie Reeves. I'm the spiritual director here, and this is the best day ever. There was thunder and lightning. I was so excited about that. I'm from the Midwest, so we get that a lot, but it's such a rarity out here, so I've missed it, and it was fabulous. So I'm knowing great things are happening, and this whole month is all about prosperity. And so I want to talk a little bit about prosperity and some of the things that we have to heal within our own mind. And I'll start with my mind, where I needed therapy and definitely needed this teaching. So when I was a little girl raised in Chadron, Nebraska, we had just a few little stores. And there was a store, L.B. Murphy's. We didn't usually go to that store because it was kind of expensive, but my mom's taking me down there and we're going there because she's looking for something. I have a dime. And there happens to be a gumball machine in this store. It's a penny gumball machine. I've got a dime. So my mom's looking for whatever she's looking for, and the lady's helping her. I'm up at the counter. I'm waiting. If anybody knows me, I have a really great amount of patience. I thought, well, a dime and a penny, they're about the same size. So I'll just put it in the gumball machine. Put it in the gumball machine. I got my gumball. And my mom saw that I had one gumball. You could have gotten 10 gumballs. Oh, yeah, I didn't really think about that. I just wanted my gumball, and I wanted it now, because that gumball machine was pulling me. It was calling me. Well, out of that little thing, because she kept saying, you just let money burn a hole in your pocket. You don't know how to use money. And I took that, and I beat myself up with it. I don't know how to do money. Money just goes away as fast as it comes in. And it was a mantra that I had for myself for many years. And then I came to this teaching, and I started learning about changing our thoughts. That our thoughts are things, and they go out there and bring back to us that which we have been focusing on. So changing my thinking, changing my life. And then I went to Landmark Forum, and they were talking about your story. They did two circles. Here's the event. Every event in our life is neutral. It's neutral. Put a dime in a gumball machine, I got a gumball. Neutral event. My mom's not happy about it. Neutral event. Until we give it energy and we give thought to it, which then overlaps the other part, because that story becomes our story about actually what happened. My mom doesn't like me. She doesn't think I'm good with money. I'm not good with money. And I start telling myself this mantra. Well, we know in this teaching that thoughts are things, and whatever we're thinking about is what we're manifesting. So I manifested that for a long time until I realized, oh, this is a story that I've been making up, that I'm actually brilliant with money, that I'm really good with money, and that life is good, and wonderful things keep showing up. Lots of wonderful things. It was shortly after I did that little healing that I went on the game show Deal or No Deal and won $27,000. I'm like, yeah. Well, we won't talk about the part that if I would have waited for the next case that I could have won actually more, but $27,000 was pretty nice. That was awesome. I was talking to my sister about this because she's always had the mantra that there's always money. And we tend to think of prosperity in money terms, so we're going to talk about the money part. My sister teaches, this year she's teaching third grade, so she gave me this beautiful little poem by Shel Silverstein on smart. My dad gave me $1 bill because I'm his smartest son, and I swapped it for two shiny quarters because two is more than one. And then I took the quarters and traded them to Lou for three dimes. I guess he didn't know that three is more than two. Just then, along came an old blind bat, and just because he can't see, he gave me four nickels for my three dimes, and four is more than three. And then I took the nickels to Hiram Combs down the seed feed store, and the fool gave me five pennies for them, and five is more than four. And then I went to and showed my dad, and he got red in the cheeks and closed his eyes and shook his head, too proud of me to speak. Which is a great way to look at it. It's like, oh, Dad's happy, woo! So the messages that we give ourselves in the fertile soil of our mind is like the soil, and we take the seed, which is our thoughts, and we plant it in the soil, and then water is like action, the action that we take. And then our love and attention is like the sunshine. So it's like if I'm giving a lot of sunshine, love and attention to that which I am choosing, to the thoughts that I've planted in the fertile mind of my soul and my soil in my mind, that's what's going to grow. And then we just got to say, yes, best day ever. Life is good and things keep blossoming. And that's where we have to really take a look at what am I planting in my mind. I love the treatment actually that Rosie did, because it's what we're putting our attention on, that's what's growing. And we tend to not want to change. We get in our comfort zone so easy. It's easy to stay in our comfort zone. And stepping out of our comfort zone can be a little bit challenging for some of us, because it's like, I don't want to change. This is just comfortable here. And people will sit in relationships that don't work. They'll sit in jobs that do not feed their soul. They'll stay in places that are not working for them just because it's so scary to change. But it's like if we just take that step, slow, steady steps, and start affirming to ourselves how amazing we are. Rise up, oh my soul. Let me lift up to the next level, because we're here to play and to love and to create. That's where the biggest prosperity is, being rich in love, rich in being loved. Making sure that the love relationships, I mean, because that's really what it all comes down to, right? Most people at the end of their life, they don't talk about what money they made. They talk about how well they loved and how life was and the relationships that they have. That's the most important thing. That's where we're really rich. I remember hearing a wonderful story about this really wealthy man in town, and he was going by an old farmer, and he said, "Hey, old farmer, what's going on?" And he said, "Well, I have it on good authority that the richest man in town is going to die today." Well, this very wealthy man is like, "Oh my gosh, I know it's me. I'm the wealthiest man in town." And he went and he got all of his guards around. He had people come and protect me, and he went home and he made sure that nobody can get in, nothing can happen to him. He's practically sitting up all night. The next morning, he's still alive. And he's like, "The old man said that the richest man in town was going to die." And somebody said, "Well, the farmer, that old man actually died. He was the richest man, richest in love, richest in heart, richest in creative expression." So we determine our own lives and what it is that we're wanting. So getting those focused, what is it that I would love? Getting that in front of us instead of what can I make happen? What's going to be the simplest, easiest route? Let me plant firmly within me that I am worthy and deserving of everything that I'm wanting. And if a relationship isn't working, move on. If a career isn't working, move on. What is going to help you feel good about your life every single day? And if everything that you're doing is working, keep doing more of that. Because I know a lot of you have just manifested the most amazing life ever. And we're doing it with our thoughts, with our attention. Where our attention goes, that's what grows in our life. So keeping focused on what we absolutely would love. Deepak Chopra says this: "The source of all creation is pure consciousness, pure potentiality, seeking expression from the unmanifest to be manifest. And when we realize that our true self is one of pure potentiality, we align with the power that manifests everything in the universe." That we are pure, creative amazingness. You know, there's that line in the Bible that says that God was created in the likeness and image of us. And what's really happened in a lot of thoughts out there is that we've created God in our image, one that is lack and limitation, that's angry, that's judgmental. That's not what God is. It's that beautiful energy that flows through everything. And it's like if we could just see that energy in a tree, in a flower, in the ocean, in ourselves, it's like that's the beauty, the brilliance of the universe. And that's what's flowing. So allowing the beauty, the brilliance of who we are. And we come here on Sunday mornings to remind ourselves of that, to remember the divinity of who we are, that it's like, oh yes, that's right. I am divine. And I know I've said this before. It's a gentle reminder when somebody gives you a compliment, only three appropriate answers. Thank you. Thank you for noticing. Or I know, right? You all look fabulous. I know, right? Yeah. And getting clear about what it is that we're seeing. Because if I'm seeing anger and depression and frustration and fighting and things that aren't working out there, then that's true for me, because the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between you and me. All it knows is there's only one. There's only one. So if I'm judging something out there, then I'm judging something in me. And the universe says, yep, that's true for you. Yep, that's true for you. So all I want to see in the world and know that there's just beauty, there's brilliance, there's creativity, there's the most amazing music out there in the world. And I know that it's flowing in as and through each one of us. So a couple things that we can do. If we're experiencing something in our life that we want to change, then there's two ways to change it. You can create more of what you want by appreciating what you like. Go to that appreciation space. Appreciate what you really do like about yourself, what you like about your life. Get in that attitude of gratitude. Here's what I love. And then the second step is create more of what you want and get into that expectancy of it. Here's what I'm wanting. I always talk about my vortex, and it's like, okay, everything's right there. Let me just step into it. Let me step into everything that it is and just be at that expecting space. Just like when we order from Amazon, I know it's coming, right? That's all we have to do. Put our universal order in. The universal boomerang always says yes. And I was thinking about this because as we give, we always receive. And we talk about that when we do our offering, that when we give, we receive tenfold, abundantly, overflowing. And we maybe think of that just when we're giving a little money that it's going to come back to me. However, when we are giving, whether it be money or an attitude. You ever know anybody with an attitude? I didn't say a bad attitude. So it could actually be a good attitude, right? Ooh, they're giving me good attitude. That's what we want to focus on. And then we get more of that. Oh, they're giving me lots of love. Then we get to focus more on that. And focusing on what it is that we love, what it is that we want to create, and just keep focusing. It's on its way. It's on its way. And I'm cleaning up anything inside myself to make it welcome. We don't have to make it happen. We just make it welcome. So I'm welcoming prosperity, love, goodness, happiness, harmony in every part of my life. One of my favorite books is The Invitation by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. Yeah, right? You love that book. I know. It's such a great book. So I know I've read the first part of her poem, The Invitation. But I mean, the whole poem, and I made copies of it, so there are some out in the foyer if you want one. She goes on after she talks about it doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for. And if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. She goes on to say, it doesn't interest me if the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself. If you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul. If you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see the beauty even when it's not pretty every day. And if you can source your own life from its presence. So regardless of what's happening out there, can I know that everybody is on their own journey and I don't have to jump in and fix them? I don't have to make things happen for anyone else. All I know is it's like, what is mine to do in this situation? And if something isn't working for me, what is mine to do to love myself to the next level and the next level? Because everyone's on their own journey. And my daughter just taught me this so well when she was in high school and she was just crying and crying and crying about this boyfriend that I had told her not to date. And she's crying because he just broke her heart. And the first thing I want to do is I just want to go tell him. You know, it's like, all right, let's go do this and this and this. And she's like, well, no, stop. I don't want to do anything about it. I don't want you to fix it. I just want to whine and complain about it for a while. She's like, I just want a shoulder to cry on. And sometimes that's all we want is just a shoulder to cry on. And it's good to get that clarity. It's like, are you wanting me to do something in this situation? Or are you just needing a shoulder to cry on? And even getting clear with our own self. Because once in a while, we just want to be in it. Do you ever just want to be in it? It's like, I just want to be in it. I like to give myself a time frame. if I'm going to be in that space of crying because my heart is cracking open or because I'm feeling a certain way, it's like, okay, I'm going to give myself 10 minutes to feel this way. And then I'm going to jump on the train that takes me to a higher level. And I'm going to do the poem that Emma Curtis Hopkins wrote that we sing every Sunday morning. Rise up, O my soul. Rise up, rise up, rise up. I have to think about the day when Emma Curtis Hopkins was writing this stuff. This was at a time that women weren't out there in the work world. They weren't the voice. They weren't sitting at the table where all the decisions were being made. They were cooking and cleaning and hanging with the babies. Your place is in the home. Well, Emma Curtis Hopkins had too much coming through her. So many of the great women of that day. And she came out and she's like, rise up, O my soul. Show me the kingdom wherever I go. Let me see the goodness out there. Heal the sick wherever I walk. Let me know that the energy and the love that I'm putting out there is healing anyone I'm walking by. What a great thing to think, right? It's like I'm just healing everything. The flowers are blooming when I walk by. This is the mantra that I want you to all have this week, knowing how amazing you are, that when you walk by someone, they're healed just because of the energy that's flowing through you, that the flowers are blooming because you're walking by, that everything in your mind, your body, your soul is emanating love. She goes on to say, make people love God, which we're all one. God is right here where we are. Make people love themselves. Let them see the divinity of who they are. Help them see heaven all around them. Fill my heart with the courage to play. That is my favorite line. It's like, fill my heart with the courage to play. Let me get out there and play. And sometimes there's something we want to do and we get a little afraid because it's not part of our normal stuff. I'm just thinking of this because I did an improv. I went to an improv class on Friday and I hadn't been there before. It was one that I just found online and it's like, okay, there's nobody I know that's going to be there. I've not been in this building before. And sometimes we kind of revert back to that person that held us back, the shy little girl in me that I used to be, was like, I don't know anybody who's going to be there. I could have talked myself out of it, but it's like, fill my heart with the courage to play. I want to go play improv games with them. Let me walk through that door, even though I don't know who's going to be behind there. And I don't know about any of you, but there's been a time or two that I've talked myself out of something that would have been great. Do you ever talk yourself out of your greatness? Once in a while, up until now, but that doesn't happen anymore for us. Because now that we know that we're creating our own reality, every place is a friendly, loving place to go to. And I had the best time ever. So allowing yourself to, ooh, what would I love today? Where could I go? What could I do? What things could I think? And what could I imagine is real for me each and every day, so that we're creating a life that we absolutely love. And let me send love out to those that aren't aware. Because I have worked with people that just were not aware. And not that I was judging them, but I was. Because once in a while we do that, right? It's like, all right, let me pass that away and let me take a look at them at a whole new level, a whole new light. Let me see everyone in the light of love that I'd love to be looked at from. Let me send them that love. Because when people are acting out, the only reason they're acting out is because they don't realize who they are. And the only way I can really teach them is to show them with love. So making sure that we're being a great example and that we're giving love regardless of what's happening out there. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to let somebody knock me over. We all have our boundaries. Yet I'm going to give love. And if it's a toxic environment, I may have to step away. If it's a toxic conversation, I may have to step away. And we can do that with love. Interrupt the pattern of somebody going off on their story. Because, in corporate America, they don't let me go, wait, stop, that's not a good story. Although I've kind of done that. It's like, need to stop a second. I got some work to do. I'm going to go get that done. We teach people how to treat us by what we allow and by what we don't allow. So it's like, let me interrupt that pattern the minute a person starts with a negative story or a toxic story or something that's not going to work for me. And one of the things I learned in corporate America that we still have to be professional regardless of anything else that's going on. So how can I be professional and still see the love in people and still make sure that I'm in an environment that's going to be loving, peaceful, and kind to me. And that's taking time every single day to tune in to that inner knower that's guiding and directing. And we don't even have to know what that means. It's just like, okay, let me just calm myself down. Let me go within. Let me know that all is well in my world. Let me let the busy monkey mind chatter just settle down and let me know that I'm part of that one divinity. Whenever we feel alone, it is us who have stepped away. Do you remember that story of the, I think we've all heard it, the little boy taking the starfish and throwing them back in the water, and there's hundreds of starfish, and some person comes by and says, you can't save them all. You can't make a difference. He's like, I can make a difference for this one. Bam, right? So it's like, I can make a difference for myself, and I can make a difference for anyone else around me, as long as I'm giving love. Ernest Holmes in How to Change Your Life says this. So many great, great things. Finding life's riches. What a person believes and does determines the results he or she gets. But some may say, this is a very good theory, but it doesn't work out in actual life. I've always done the best I could, though things didn't go right for me. I'm not one of the lucky ones. But we are, once again, impressed with the fact that this responsibility for what a person experiences is a result of his or her own thinking. This is the direct result of being human, of possessing consciousness, that aspect of human development which gives each one the right and the power of choice. We get to choose our own thoughts. And if something isn't working out, and it's like, but I was giving a lot of thought to that, I think again about the seeds that we're planting in the fertile mind of our, of fertile soil of our mind. We're planting those seeds with our thoughts. But just like a garden, weeds will show up. I didn't expect those weeds to show up, but they showed up. So we have to continually tend our garden, the garden of our mind, and keep that love and focus on that which we're wanting and choosing, and making sure that we continue to weed out the garden. And the way we do that is with our positive affirmations. I think many of you have seen the demonstration of a glass of mucky water, and the mud settles down to the bottom. And then you've got clear water and you've got the mud at the bottom. And then you start pouring in positive affirmations. It starts stirring everything up. It's like cleaning a closet. It's going to get messier before it gets better. And that's why we say, don't stop now. We keep pouring in the positive affirmations, keep stirring it up until we get rid of the muck. So my charge for you this week is to be reminded that everywhere you walk, the flowers are blooming. That everything that we see out there, every thought that we have, we're conscious of, because that's what we're creating. And it's like, is this a thought I want to create? Yes, no? Let me weed that out, and let me remind myself that this is an action plan of making sure that every single day we're affirming the divinity that's flowing through us, seeing the best in you, the best in everyone, and creating a world that works for everyone. Knowing that it's the best day ever, let's go inside our heart of hearts as we close our eyes for just a moment to any distractions. Knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence. Knowing that the intelligence of the universe is flowing right where we are. That intelligence, that beautiful, eloquent, amazing power, that keeps the stars shining, the oceans flowing, that same power is flowing through every cell in our bodies. It is the I am that we are, beautifully, eloquently, lovingly, that we just breathe that oneness in. As I speak my word and claim for each and every person here that this is the best week ever. That we're setting the intention right here, right now, to see the good in ourselves and to see the good in each and every person. Knowing that as we spot it, we got it. We see the beauty, the brilliance, we've got it. It's right where we are. Knowing that life is unfolding in beautiful and eloquent ways. That we keep focused on that which we choose. That we step away from any of the negative thoughts. We weed our garden with beautiful affirmations. We give it lots of water. staying in action, lots of love, lots of sunlight, as we just allow our garden to bloom, allow ourselves to grow and to blossom in beautiful and eloquent ways, as we step into the gratitude, knowing that as we have put these orders out into the universe for the best life ever, for the creativity, the health, the harmony, the loving relationships, that the universal boomerang of life just brings everything right back to us. As we stay in that expected state, like our orders from Amazon, the universe delivers with ease, with grace, with love. As I just release this into the universal action of the law, knowing that my word is never returned void, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is.